Now we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Pottawatomie County Sheriff Shane Yeager and Under Sheriff Doug Adams here on the program today, and we're glad to have them both out here. I've been trying, to line up some members of the sheriff's office for some time, so I'm really glad we got this going.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity, Brandon. It's a great relationship to establish with you guys, and again, because we rely on you when we need you. We get the news out there important, and you guys have done a great job doing that for us. So we thank you for having us here.
Yeah, we're glad to do that, and yeah, I encourage anyone if they have any questions here for either one of these guys to give us a call 785-537-1350. You're going to talk a little bit about car deer accidents, and we've talked a little bit about this in the past, but this is prime season for deer. I see a lot of reports here on different venues here that people get in these accidents quite some time, or quite often. Mr. Adams, you have some numbers, I guess, huh?
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. So in 2018, we had approximately 67 car versus deer accidents. Already with 2019 stats, that ended up being right at about 100 accidents. So we saw a third increase, which is pretty significant. Start of the new year, it's not necessarily slowed down. This is one of those busy times when it comes to those accidents. And just encourage people to take a little bit of extra time. Unfortunately, there's not necessarily a whole lot you can do, as a number of our officers have been involved in their own accidents. And it's not a sign of bad driving or anything, but it is a busy time. Be aware of that. Know that animals are out and about and moving, particularly early in the morning and late at night when you may be on the roadways, and just to be aware of that and keep a watchful eye out.
What is the thing, you don't think about this until it actually happens, but if you do happen to hit a deer and your car is pretty badly damaged, what's the right course of action for you to do?
The best suggestion would be first to, if you can get off the roadway, move your vehicle off the roadway safely onto the shoulder. Our biggest concerns are always going to be people's safety, and no matter how bad the vehicle may be damaged, that's stuff that can be fixed, but we can't always fix if somebody were to be hit by a vehicle. And so in those cases, again, getting the vehicle off the roadway if possible, contacting law enforcement wherever you may be. We will dispatch officers, 1 to 2 officers, depending on the circumstances of the accident, to get there, and then contact your insurance company. You can wait till after the officers get there, but please call us first so that we can get officers en route, because we can provide with our safety equipment some traffic control. Again, typically a lot of these accidents are early in the morning when visibility is not good. So that's other drivers that we need to be aware of. Stay in your vehicle. Please don't get out and try to look, at all the damage and try to fix something, because that's sometimes where we see people who get hit by another vehicle because they didn't see the person. But once our officers get there, they'll kind of walk you through what they'll need. And then if we need to tow the vehicle or if we need to let it sit, a lot of people have friends or family that can maybe come tow the vehicle for them. We always leave that up to the driver if at all possible. And if the vehicle is going to sit there for a day or two, we will do what we call an orange tag. And I think people who are familiar driving on the highway see that. Highway Patrol tags vehicles. Most law enforcement agencies have some tag. That just lets other people know the vehicle's been checked on, so we don't keep checking on a vehicle. But the biggest thing would be trying to get the vehicle off the roadway until we can get there onto a safe shoulder, and then staying in the vehicle until we get there and making sure to contact us. Sometimes there won't be enough damage where it's a required report. In those circumstances, again, I'd still encourage, just for the traffic safety issues, to contact your local law enforcement. And that way we can at least get there and make sure that you're safe. Because like I said, that's our primary goal, is to keep people safe.
And, this time of year, not only do you have deer, you have slick roads that could be a potential hazard.
Absolutely. And as we look, we're always constantly looking at forecasts. And Sheriff Yeager and I were just talking this morning on the ride down, You know, Friday night we're due for some rain and may turn into some freezing sleet. You know, Friday night's a popular this time of year with basketball season going on. So certainly go slow. You know, pay attention, look at weather forecasts, what the weather conditions are doing when you have to travel. But there's always a lot of hazards, and I know people in a hurry. Most of the time, well, I shouldn't say most of the time, but a lot of times are accidents. It's just a slight bit of inattention, you know, answering a phone call, you know, heaven forbid, please don't text or get on social media or anything like that while you're driving, but, slick roads, anything like that. So,
all right. We have a caller, has a question here, so let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, this is Director Butler with the Riley County Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't have a question for Sheriff Yeager, but I would like to provide a comment to him and your listeners, and that is that I'm very excited about the prospect of our agencies working together under his leadership, and I just wanted the public to be aware of my commitment to that and hope that we have a great 2020 and possibly future years beyond that. So with that said, I will hang up and listen to your response. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you, Director. I appreciate that, and I do too. I look forward to that, and I know we have a scheduled a meeting, and we need to get back together and get that meeting back on the calendar. So I look forward to that as well.
You know, Director Butler did not see this, but when he identified himself, I thought Doug Adams, undersheriff over there, I thought you were going to fall out of your chair. It's just like, oh my goodness, what a look who's calling here. That was a great response.
It was very nice of him. Very respectful.
And we do look forward to working with them. We've had a good relationship, as the sheriff mentioned, the number of years put in, we've had the opportunity to meet and work with a large number of officers on their department. And, you know, as we move forward and working together, we look forward to that relationship.
You know, there's a number of things that we don't see here from the public, from the behind the scenes. You have to work with your partners in the adjacent counties quite a bit on investigations. We had the, you know, last year, I think it was in August or July, the big investigation with the drug busts here. And I know some of that maybe filtered a little bit into Pottawatomie County.
It did, along with, you know, we also had the flooding issues. Mm-hmm. So we worked directly with, you know, with Manhattan Fire also and the Raleigh County Police Department. Like the undersheriff says, you know, we've established those relationships with both those agencies. They're great agencies to work with. And I have the utmost respect for them.
Yeah, well, and it's a good thing for all of us. We're the ones that benefit from all that, so... And that being said here, you have a number of positions you're hiring for right now?
Yeah, right now we have a correction on that. We just filled our jail position, but we have a dispatcher opening right now. So if you're interested in a dispatch position within the sheriff's office, we do have our secretary, Shannon Klein. You can get a hold of her at the sheriff's office. You can also visit our website, or you can go to HRE Partners and fill out an application. And we hope to complete that process here in the next couple of weeks.
All right. That is the dispatch. Is that in Westmoreland?
That's correct. So we have a dispatch center there. It's, again, with the new building up there, it's a very state-of-the-art dispatch center. So we have three positions up there, typically have on two dispatchers at each shift.
Okay. So information, again, online for that. What about technology as far as current technology you have or potential future upgrades?
So right now, you know, we're looking, we were approved for a grant for a modal MDT system within the patrol cars. So that's something that we're, with that grant, we're looking forward to getting for our officers. And it's a tool that they can speed up the process. You know, they're dispatched that way. They can also at that time run driver's license and tags within the car. So it also helps take away from the dispatcher that, you know, responsibilities too. It helps, you know, because again, there's a lot of calls that come into the sheriff's office. So, and you also have the radio traffic coming up. So this will help the deputies and the dispatchers work together. And it's a tool technology that's advanced. And that's something that we just got that grant for and that we're going to go forward with.
All right. Well, looking forward to hear more about that in the future. As far as, you know, you mentioned your predecessor, Mr. Riot. now being a county commissioner here, that's got to bode well for the sheriff's office going forward, I would think.
He has a direct working relationship with us. So, yes, it's and he knows how the, you know, being a sheriff for 19 years or 20 years, that says something in itself, too. So, yeah, he definitely will be a benefit for us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when budget time comes around, if you're needing something here, he's going to be an advocate.
Well, we hope, you know, but we also understand too that, you know, again, we're both conservative Republicans, and again, we know that, you know, we want to put the best foot forward for the county.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're speaking with Shane Yeager, new sheriff here in Pottawatomie County, and Under Sheriff Doug Adams. Just a few minutes left here. What are you guys looking forward to here in the year 2020?
So, you know, just again, we got the first month under our belt. We're just looking to, you know, continue to grow and advance forward. You know, the sheriff, Riot, set a great foundation for us, and we're just going to continue to build on that each and every day.
As we go forward, you know, there's some initiatives that we're looking as we build those ties with the community and strengthen those ties, some exciting projects we want to look forward to here in the next year. And especially again, community outreach is going to be a big part of that.
All right. I see Dave over there on the phone here. I'm waiting to see if there's another caller here on the line. He's screening the phone call. This is what we call it in the radio biz. Again, we're speaking with Shane Yeager and Doug Adams here from the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. And we do have a caller. And let's get them on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. Hello. This is Art Rose. I was just traveling through, and I had your radio station on, and I was just heard Sheriff Shane Yeager speaking over the radio. I just want to comment that I've known him for years and what a fine man he is, and you guys should all be very proud that he's your sheriff now. And Sheriff Riot was great as well. I knew him as well. I just couldn't help but want to call and say hello and congratulations.
Well, Art, I appreciate that greatly. And again, your services that you help us with, too, I greatly appreciate those services. And thank you for reaching out and giving those kind words. That's very, very kind of you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've just got a couple minutes left here. If people want to give you guys a call here, and let's say they want to report a crime or they have a concern, how do they get a hold of you there?
So as far as, so, you know, again, if it's an emergency, always 911, of course. And then we have our admin line, which is 785-457-3353. Or we also have our website, which is www.ptsheriff.com. And, you know, like I say, here in the next couple weeks, we hope that we will be live with our Facebook page so they can comment on that too. Reach out to us that way.
All right. Anything else here before we go?
So, you know, like the undersheriff said, we're starting to our outreach program. So, you know, we're looking at projections down in this within this year. We're hoping to have a citizen academy, you know, and then we're also going to have community resource groups where we're going to go out. The sheriff, the undersheriff, and probably some of the captains are going to go out and meet with the public and find out what their wants and needs are. And hopefully we can address those needs and wants together.
All right. So you have a big county to accommodate for. So.
862 square miles. Yes, it's very large, and several small cities within that. So yes.
How far, compared to the rest of the counties in the state, it's one of the biggest, isn't it?
I believe it's like second or third largest county in Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I'm not up to speed on all my Kansas county sizes. So. Well, great. We appreciate you guys coming out here. We're looking forward to continuing to further our communications with you guys and look forward to that new Facebook page. That'll be great.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And Sheriff Shane Yeager here with Pottawatomie County and Doug Adams, Undersheriff, thank you so much for being here as well.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it here for In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We will be joined by some members of Fort Riley as well as Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. They got some big news on employments. I think
really
77,000.
Oh my, that's a nice jump. That's almost a 10% increase, isn't
it? Yeah, big news tomorrow.
Yeah. Also, we do want to remind our listeners that Friday, K-State President Richard Myers will be joining us, and it's always a delight to have the general in to talk about things. We're not going to talk about Iraq and Iran, not with the general. No,
yeah.
No, it's all purple. It's all purple on Friday. Moving up on 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. That means Clark Howard's on the other side of CBS News, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, then Dan Patrick. And the game this afternoon with the gang and the guys are going to be talking a lot about K-State basketball from last night. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.